it's Anna Marie from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And please don't forget to like and subscribe. I'd be so grateful. Thank you. So we are with my awesome friend here. He's my brand advisor, and you can't have him. He's online. So, and he's going all natural, no masks today. He's being very brave. Good job. So... So we are actually talking about the male ego and how understand the male ego and also how it can ruin your relationship and how us women and men need to be on the same team and how let's work together and talk about how it, you know, you guys need to just man up and deal with your stuff. Yeah. So what do you have to say to that, young man?
As far as the male ego goes, it does get in the way, but... I mean, females have their own little tricks up their sleeves, too, so...
Yes.
There you go. Bam.
Well, you know what? Bloody hell, guys. Bloody hell. You know, let's focus on the men first, and we'll focus on the females later. So, Garrison is the perfect man with no ego, right? Yeah. So he claims. So he's, like, an epitome of a perfect man. He doesn't have an ego, so, like... He finds it hard to understand men that have the high ego. So what advice would you give a man that walks around like, I'm a man. I have, like, all the ego in the world. I have all the... How do you, like, help a man go from, like, I'm a man to, like, I'm a man? You know, how do you help him do that?
Find his level of comfort, I guess.
Okay. How?
You have to talk to him and try to see what his likes and wants are. And then... I mean, if you get to that, then you can get to who he is as a person most of the time. Not sometimes, not always, just depending on each guy. Each male is different.
Well, what I think is really unhealthy is sometimes how guys' ego gets in the way of, like, communication of relationships. So, like, they're... Because ego is oftentimes an overcompensation for insecurities. Would you agree?
Yeah, insecurities, yeah. But it's at the, they're just putting up a wall. Pretty much, because they're trying to, I don't know, maybe they had a past experience where they really fell in love with the girl and the girl ended up leaving or something, and the majority of the time that's what turns a guy into what women think of guys.
Interesting. So you're saying, like, what happens is sometimes guys, when they go into a relationship with the girl they like, their wall is lowered, but once they're hurt and damaged by a woman that treats them like crap, their wall gets high, and then their ego gets like, oh, and then they're overcompensated.
Yeah, pretty much. They become players. Or they do that thing just because they want to get over it, or they want to forget that person.
So what advice would you give to some guy friends or men out there that are struggling with that? Like, well, let's say they've been hurt really bad. You were hurt really bad
before. Well, I mean, just... Maybe you don't want to be in a relationship for a while. Just learn to love yourself and understand yourself before you fully commit yourself to a relationship. And just let the girl know, I mean, give her a heads up at least, letting her know that you're not ready to commit. And sometimes they're pretty understanding about that.
I think, like, well, the advice I have for you guys out there, if you've been hurt by, like, a woman that's maybe, like, hasn't really treated you good and things like that, don't punish a great girl because you were hurt by a woman that didn't treat you good. That basically sabotages your own happiness, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that. And it sucks for the female too, because then she doesn't know what to do. Because a guy is just pretty much telling her to be patient, and then just he's not ready for it. But just do, if you really care about the guy, be patient, but at the same time, don't give up the whole shebang, and don't give up the whole cookie.
Yeah, don't give up, like, the whole cookie.
Yeah, just
don't give it all away.
Just be patient, be like understanding, be like, okay, fine, you don't want to do it, at least we can still hang out. And then little by little, you'll see if the guy really likes you, he'll work on it.
Yeah, I'll do whatever it takes to lower your ego, guys. I'm gonna take your face and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna be like, lower the ego, guys, lower the ego.